You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 5th of May 2023 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, it's May Day bank holiday, so happy Beltane to everyone. The sentencing has been postponed until the 15th of May, Monday the 15th of May, so we still have 2 weeks left of normal Radio Albion programming. And today I wanted to have another look at what we were talking about last week about this putting black actors into the positions of white people. And that's because this is now being talked about in a major way. In fact, there's been an international incident that has been created by portraying somebody white in history as if they were black. Egypt has slammed Netflix for presenting Cleopatra as black in its new docudrama, accusing the streaming giant of falsifying Egyptian history. Now, this is great because the Egyptians, the current people that live in Egypt, they know that the people that lived in Egypt before them were not the same ethnicity as them. So they understand that that the ethnicity that was ruling before them were Caucasian, European-looking, white-looking, whatever you prefer to call it. But they're still standing up for the fact that this is the history of their country that is being falsified here. So it's interesting that they are brave enough to speak up about this and complain about this. But when this same thing goes on in Britain and we have black actors and actresses playing famous historical parts of white people, nobody official complains. The only people that complain about it are people in the comment sections. And obviously nationalists complain about this and anybody that is concerned about truth in history. So it's good to see that Egypt are complaining about this and right at the higher tiers of government as well. Netflix has been accused of blackwashing history by casting the black actress as the pharaoh in the new series about the Macedonian Greek ruler. And I guess that's a better way to refer to it than actors wearing white face, because obviously the black actors aren't actually putting on white makeup or anything like that. But they are pretending that somebody white is actually somebody black. And the reason for this goes back to the fact that Egypt as a country is part of the African continent. And because today we are used to seeing Africans as being black, people assume that Egypt must have been black as well. And of course, it wasn't. Egypt as a civilization was started out by white people. You can look at it in the Bible. It was Mizraim who started off the Egyptian civilization. We've gone into the details on this in our Greatest Britain series. If you look up the episodes that we did on Britain, it was started off as a white civilization, exactly the same as Kush, the country further down from Egypt, which is now Sudan and Ethiopia. Those countries also started off white. The civilization started off white. And then they later on became multicultural. I mean, by the time you get to Cleopatra, I think Egypt had been multicultural for about 1500 years by that point. They'd even had one period of about a century when they were ruled by Nubians. And when they were ruled by Nubians, the Nubians were black. And that's the only instance that there is of there being black rulers there. The rest of the time, they were white rulers, or close to white rulers, possibly a little bit mixed. And it was when Alexander the Great went into Egypt and conquered Egypt. And then we had this white aristocracy there once again. And the white aristocracy would not interbreed with the Egyptian people because they saw that they were a different ethnicity. They would breed with Persians because the Persians, of course, were still white at that time. That's why Alexander the Great, today some people might look at him and they say, well, he promoted race mixing because he said that the Macedonians should interbreed with the Persians. But the Macedonians and the Persians were both of the same ethnicity at the time, the ethnicity that we would call today European or white. But of course, it's not accurate to call them European because Persia obviously doesn't originate in Europe. And this is the reason why you have these problems with these terms, with these geographic terms that we use to describe people. Because the Egyptian people today are very different to the people that were called Egyptians 2,000 years ago. And also because if you're going to talk about somebody white in history or a group of people that were white in history, like the Persians, and you want to say, well, they were exactly the same biologically as Europeans are today, but you can't call them European because they're not actually from Europe. So we do have this problem with associating people with the geography that they're from. It would be much better to associate them with a patriarch or a famous person from history. Of course, that is what the Old Testament does when it names these groups after their patriarchs. It names them after the father of their nation, which of course implies that they were all people from the same extended family. So this was the start of these different nations. Basically, it tells us about it in the Bible. And of course, you can say, well, the Bible, a lot of that is so far, so long ago, and it's got mythic aspects and legendary aspects. But a very important thing was your family tree and being able to trace your family tree and showing who you were descended from. So I think those bits were accurate. I mean, even to be a druid in Britain, you had to have been a free man for 10 generations. So it was very important that people could actually preserve their family tree. And it was because of that family tree that they had that determined what position that they had in society, because it was all a caste-based system. So when the Bible talks about these different nations going back to these different sons of Noah, they were the patriarchs of their nations. And I think that's how things started out. But then I think they got confused by naming people after the country that they were actually from, that the country would be named after the patriarch. But then the people that lived in that country would still be given that name, even if they came from a different patriarch. So we end up with people that live in Egypt today are obviously different to the people that built Egypt, but they're still called Egyptians. So it introduces all sorts of confusion there. And that's what's led to people thinking that Cleopatra was actually black. As I say, it's because Egypt is, as a country, is part of the African continent. African Queens, Queen Cleopatra, stars 37-year-old English actress Adele James as the titular character. It's very interesting that they put that there because obviously she's not an English woman, is she? She's not an English citizen either, because you can't be a citizen of England. So what they should have put here is that they should have put British actress, black British, which she could be because she's a British citizen. But to say that she's actually English is to deny the English people their own ethnicity, because they're saying that this black lady here, she is of English ethnicity, which of course is not accurate. So even though they're pointing out that this is wrong, this blackwashing is wrong, they still get it confused themselves in this article. And of course, this is from the Daily Mail. Producer Jada Pinkett Smith said she wanted to tell the story because we don't often get to see or hear stories about black queens. And I've seen an interview with this Jada Pinkett Smith, and she's saying that Cleopatra is one of her favourite black queens. So she's obviously got history completely back to front. She's very, very anti-white. I've seen videos of her talking about how much she hates people with blonde hair, white people with blonde hair. And then she dyes her own hair blonde. Of course, she doesn't have any hair at the moment. And I'm not sure why that is, why she's got alopecia. And of course, her husband, Will Smith, thumped somebody at the Oscars a while back because he made a joke about the fact that she doesn't have any hair. And this is the producer of this movie. So she is quite well known. And you would imagine that she did actually know correct history, but apparently not. She doesn't believe the correct history that Egypt is telling her about. She believes that she was actually black, Cleopatra, that is. The trailer released 2 weeks ago claims that Cleopatra was black, with curly hair, which has infuriated Egyptians who slapped down the claim. I think it's also infuriated anybody with an interest in history. I'm sure it must have upset historians. And of course, it's going to upset nationalists because it's basically taking away one group's heritage and replacing it with another. You're not just upsetting the Egyptians who are saying, well, even though this woman, this Cleopatra, was not a part of our same ethnicity, it is a part of our history. And you're falsifying history. And then you've got people that are of European extraction who are saying, well, this woman was of my family. She was white and she was Macedonian. She was Greek. And yet you're now claiming that she was sub-Saharan African. It's false. One historian claims in the preview, I remember my grandmother saying to me, I don't care what they tell you in school, Cleopatra was black. And of course, that's what this comes down to. It doesn't come down to accurate history. It comes down to beliefs that that people have. It comes down to anecdotes. And essentially, I think at the beginning of all of this is the fact that Egypt, as I say, is a country that's within the continent of Africa. And from there, you get this confusion that therefore the people that built the civilization in Egypt must have been black, because Africa is now filled with black people. Of course, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, that was not the case. And North Africa was filled with white people. Carthage was settled by the Phoenicians. Libya was also had white people in it. There was the civilization of Kush. Kush was a grandson of Noah. So, of course, he was white. Egypt was white. All of these countries around Africa had white people in them. And you do see the traces of that today. You see the Berbers, who have blue and green eyes, and they are probably the closest descendants of the original white people that were in Africa. Of course, even then you get to the Roman times, 2,000 years ago, and Rome was administering Carthage. And then I think about 400 AD, you had the Vandals, who were a Germanic tribe. They went in and conquered the place. And the king of Africa was actually one of these Vandals. He was one of these Germanic tribes. And he came into Europe and he fought against the Saxons in Britain. And he beat the Saxons. And then he went over to Ireland and he beat whoever it was in Ireland. And then he went over to Europe with an army and went ravaging across Europe. And it's written in all our records that this was a king of Africa. This was the African king. But in actual fact, in Africa at the time, it was ruled by the Vandals. So it wasn't somebody black. It was somebody white. Now, the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities in Egypt has hit back in a lengthy statement with evidence they claim proves Cleopatra had a light complexion with Hellenistic characteristics. And that's why I say this is an international incident. This is the actual a ministry of the government here that are complaining about this. Dr. Mustafa Waziri, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Archaeology, said the appearance of Cleopatra in the upcoming series was a falsification of Egyptian history and a blatant historical misconception. And it says here that he's responsible for the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities in Egypt. And Egypt takes the fact that it has the pyramids there very, very seriously. It is the biggest tourism draw that they have. I mean, Tutankhamun, everybody's heard of Tutankhamun. So this is very important to them that the history is told as accurately as possible, and that it's not misrepresented anywhere. And yet here you have this huge TV company, Netflix, that are giving people a false idea of Egyptian history. Dr. Waziri said the film is classified as a documentary and not a drama. The order that the owners of its industry have to investigate accuracy and refer to historical and scientific facts in order to ensure that the history and civilizations of peoples is not falsified. And it's not quite clear what he's saying there, but I think what he is saying is that since this is a documentary, they have to portray it as accurately as possible. If they were just claiming that it was a drama, they could say, well, we reimagined this. It's a piece of fiction. But the fact is they're classifying it as a documentary. So they have to make sure it's as accurate as possible. So where are they getting this idea from that Cleopatra was black? Well, according to the advert, from somebody's grandmother. rather than actually getting it from investigating history. He added archaeologists and anthropologists should have been referred to when making the series. Again, who did they refer to? In the advert, it just shows you this grandmother that they spoke to. But there are Afrocentrists that do claim that Egypt was all peopled by black people and that it was all built by black people. But they're sort of fringe Afrocentrists rather than any serious archaeologists. And of course, they have done DNA tests, and you can do DNA tests on the dummy, on the mummies. We've seen the mummies. They've all got red hair or blonde hair. And they started doing DNA tests on Tutankhamun. And they said something like 99.9% of people in Northern Europe have got the same DNA as Tutankhamun. And then they stopped investigating it. They said, no, there's going to be no more investigations of Tutankhamun's DNA. We're not allowed to know any more than that. But what they did bring out was effectively saying that he was very, very close to Northern Europeans today. Alongside their lengthy statement, the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities attached images of artifacts and coins with Cleopatra's depiction on them. And this is always interesting because a lot of the time you have contemporary descriptions or contemporary art that was actually made of these people concerned, but people just ignore it. It's like Genghis Khan. People think Genghis Khan was a Mongolian or he was a Chinaman. But if you look at the depictions that were actually drawn, painted, of his son and his relations, well, they got blue eyes and blonde hair or red hair. They don't look anything like Mongolians or Chinese. And yet, even though we have all these contemporary representations of Genghis Khan, people today still do just assume that he's Mongolian. And even in Mongolia, they built this giant statue of Genghis Khan. But there's no evidence that he was actually Mongolian. I think he was a Mughal or something like that. There was a white tribe, a white Sarmatian tribe that had a similar name. It might have been Megalos. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson has done a lot of work on this, which you should be able to find if you use the search engine looking at Genghis Khan and the fact that he was white. But we do have these images of Cleopatra and of these Egyptians at the time, and they do look white. I mean, we also have images from around about the time of Christ, from Alexandria. And what we see there is a common depiction of somebody who is mixed. And there are quite a few mixed faces that we can see in these mosaics. Of course, by mixed, I mean of mixed race heritage, of white and black heritage. And you can see that by that time, there was this mixing that was going on. And it was written about as well. But the aristocracy remained white. And it wasn't until the aristocracy stopped being white that Egypt really collapsed. And it had already collapsed by the time that Alexander the Great went there. I mean, he managed to rebuild it, but one of the stipulations that he had was that his generals should not interbreed with the Egyptian people. I think the masses of the Egyptian people were generally of mixed race inheritance by that time, but the people that were running the place, the establishment, they all had a pedigree that they would refer to. They would refer to the fact that they were the son of the son of the son of the son, to show that they were not the same group as the people that they were ruling over. So the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities has sent all these images, these contemporary images of Cleopatra. They said they did this to show off her Hellenic, which means Greek, features in terms of light complexion, drawn nose, and fluffy lips. I mean, you really can't look at these busts and these images and say, well, this is anybody other than somebody who looks exactly the same as somebody white does today. And I guess that what that's also saying is that Macedonia was white back then, Nordic. When you actually look at the images, the statues that were made, the Greek statues made, we see them today and we just see them as all being white, but originally they were painted. And when you discover what sort of paint was actually used, they all had blonde hair and blue eyes. And these were the people that were all in the Near East, all in where we now have Turkey. I mean, you still do get some green eyes in Turkey, and you still do in Afghanistan And in Afghanistan, the reason why you get these green eyes and these blue eyes that occasionally pop up amongst these Afghani families is because of Alexander the Great when he was administering that country. So those genes that they had still show themselves today. And again, this is another period in history that we have talked about in our patriotic history series. If you look up Alexander the Great, you'll see we did a section on the Greek Empire at that time, which actually stretched all the way from Greece to India. Dr. Waziri said the state of rejection that the film witnessed before its screening comes from defending the history of Queen Cleopatra, which is an important and authentic part of ancient history. Well, this has been going on for a long time, and this is the first time, as I say, that it's upset another country. It's upset Egypt, but it has certainly been upsetting the British people to see people from British history being replaced by black actors and this pretense that Britain was always multicultural. And I don't think it was until 1952, in fact. In 1952, Britain was still 99.9% white. And yet somehow in all these historical pieces now that we have on the television, they're filled with black people. And of course, the motive behind that is to be more inclusive and to make black people feel more welcome in the country. But what it effectively does is it distorts history and it pretends that history was different to what it is. And essentially, that's not a very nice thing to do, is it? To mess around with somebody's history. And of course, we're doing it to ourselves, aren't we? It's our own TV company. It's the BBC that are doing this. We're deliberately changing our history to try and be as inclusive as we can be. I think it would be much better if we just had black film companies that depicted things from black history. That would be the way to do it, the same as India does. India has its Bollywood, and Indian films will be made about parts from Indian history. And what we should have is something similar in Africa, perhaps in Nigeria, a film company in Nigeria that would concentrate on doing films that showed parts from black history. Surely that would be a much better way of being inclusive, would be to help fund these things, maybe give them some help over there in Nigeria to do this. That would be a much better way of doing it, rather than falsely portraying history and falsely putting black faces into white history where there weren't any black faces at the time. Dr. Nasser Makawi, head of the Egyptian Department of Archaeology at Cairo University, added that Cleopatra's appearance would have been light-skinned due to her Macedonian origins. So, of course, what they're saying there is she would have been white, basically. I mean, they're reducing this down to skin colour, but as it's all already pointed out here, there was also a drawn nose, fluffy lips. So they're also talking about features here. And of course, they can't say that she was European in origin. Well, I guess she could. Macedonia. Macedonia was a part of Europe at that time. So it's interesting that they don't actually say that she's European. They just say that she would have been light skinned. Perhaps they're still trying to be politically correct and pretend that Europeans can also have dark skin. He said that Cleopatra descended from an ancient Macedonian dynasty that ruled Egypt for nearly 300 years. And that was from the Ptolemies, I think. Ptolemy was the first ruler, the general from Alexander the Great. The ministry also said that anthropology studies and DNA studies conducted on mummies and bones confirmed that Egyptians do not bear the features of South Saharan Africans. And of course, that's the point that I'd be making here. I mean, what a gall these people have to just change history like that and put out these trailers to go along with it, saying that this is correct and that in actual fact, Cleopatra was black when the DNA studies say she wasn't. The tests on the mummies and the bones say that she wasn't. All the images that we have of her say that she wasn't. And of course, people say, well, you can't see the skin colour. You don't need to see the skin colour. You can see the features. Like it says here, they do not bear the features of South Saharan Africans. The facial features that we have, these different groups have different facial features. Egyptians reacted with horror to the denial of records which show Cleopatra was Macedonian and Greek. I mean, interesting that they're showing this horror here, but it's not that the Egyptians are saying, well, Cleopatra was the same as us. They're saying, well, Cleopatra was Macedonian and Greek, and you're messing around with history here. You imagine the horror that the British people see when we see things like Friar Tuck being portrayed as being black. I mean, where does it say in our history of Robin Hood that his merry men were made up of South Saharan Africans? Of course it doesn't. But they don't portray, we don't have members from the government then complaining about this like they do over here in Egypt. This is why I'm so pleased about this. I mean, it's caused an international incident. An Egyptian lawyer filed a case with the country's public prosecutor demanding that Netflix be shut down. And this is quite serious. I mean, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see Netflix banned in Egypt. I think they're banned in Russia. Cairo's former antiquities minister, Zahi Hawass, condemned the documentary as completely fake. Cleopatra was Greek, meaning that she was light-skinned and not black. But of course, Netflix could say, well, we're just trying to be inclusive. We're just trying to have black actors play white parts. But of course, when Netflix does that in these programs, they also project today's ideas about racism onto that time. So when they show somebody black, perhaps in a TV series that's been made from 300 years ago, they'll have the white people in the TV series being racist against them. And of course, racism didn't exist back then because you didn't have black people within white society. So you don't know whether there would have been racism or not. But that's what they do. They portray this as they're being racist. So I'm fairly sure that in this Cleopatra series, if they have any people in it that are white, that they will be racist towards the ones that are black. I'm not so sure that actually happened, that we can project this onto history like that. We certainly can't do it with the period dramas from Britain at all, when we're looking at the aristocracy in Britain and you have black aristocrats and they're discriminated against. I mean, that just, that's just portraying today's sensibilities onto the past, as well as blackwashing people from the past and pretending that they were black instead of white. Hawass said the only rulers of Egypt known to have been black were the Kushite kings of the 25th dynasty, 747 to 656 BC. And that was the 100 years that I was referring to when they had Nubian rulers. I mean, it's not quite correct to say that they were Kushites, because they came from the land of Kush. But by this time, Kush had become all intermingled and mixed. And these kings had no right to claim that they were descended from Kush. And what they did is they came from the land that was called Kush. But they weren't Kushites. They were Nubians. They were of Nubian ethnicity living in the land of Kush. So again, this is where we see where we have this confusion creeps in there when we name people after the geography rather than naming them after their ancestry. Netflix is trying to provoke confusion by spreading false and deceptive facts that the origin of the Egyptian civilization is black, he added, and called on his countrymen to take a stand against the streaming giant. I mean, it's quite a serious allegation, isn't it, to claim that the origin of a civilization in the country that you live was actually started by a completely different people to the ones that you know that it was actually started by. Of course, you can't forget that the Egyptians themselves, the Egyptians today, they're Arabs, and they are a different people to the ones that built the pyramids anyway. But at least they're not saying, well, this is wrong because you're portraying my people as a different people. They're saying this is wrong because you are distorting history, and that is not the history of the country that I live in, which I think is a very noble, very noble of them to do, to stand up and point out that we need this accuracy in history. Because it's not like they have anything particularly to gain by it. It's not like the Egyptians today, it's their ancestors which are being replaced here. It's the people that were living in Egypt before them that are being replaced here. So it's quite selfless, in actual fact, what they're doing. They're just standing up for accuracy in history. Lawyer Mahmoud El-Simari filed a complaint with the public prosecutor demanding that he take the necessary legal measures to block access to Netflix. And they're effectively saying that it's fake news, aren't they? They're saying that it's disinformation that is being put out by an official TV company. He alleged the show featured content that violated Egypt's media laws and accused Netflix of trying to promote the Afrocentric thinking, which includes slogans and writings aimed at distorting and erasing the Egyptian identity. Very interesting. Again, that's what I'm saying, is that it's this Afrocentric idea which is being promoted here, but he's also saying that it's erasing the Egyptian identity. And I guess what he means there is it's a part of Egyptian identity, is a part of Egyptian history, which is the history of the country. And the history of the country is that Egypt was ruled by Macedonians at that time, not ruled by South Saharan Africans as they term them here. So it's erasing part of British history. Egyptian actress and singer Somaya El-Kashab tweeted, identifying Queen Cleopatra as black for fulfilling modern African-American fantasies is pure theft of Egyptian history and an attempt to rewrite history's greats. Again, why haven't we seen a bigger move like this when we've seen parts of British history being rewritten to include black people? Cleopatra was famously played by white English actress Elizabeth Taylor opposite Richard Burton as Mark Antony in Joseph L. Mankiewicz's historical epic from 1963. Earlier this week, Queen Cleopatra director Tina Garavi responded to the claims of blackwashing by penning an op-ed for Variety amidst the pushback after the debut of the trailer. In her Variety piece, Garavi pointed to the late Taylor playing the role in the 1963 film Cleopatra and pointed out the cultural appropriation she picked up on as a child. I mean, how can she say that it's cultural appropriation? Liz Taylor was white and Cleopatra was white. I mean, where is the cultural appropriation there? The cultural appropriation that's going on is with black people trying to appropriate this period of Egyptian history for themselves. She said, I remember as a kid seeing Elizabeth Taylor play Cleopatra, she wrote. I was captivated, but even then I felt the image was not right. Was her skin really that white? Well, yes, it was. We've looked at the DNA. We've looked at the features. I mean, even if you can't see the colour of somebody's skin, you can still see their features. You can still see the shape of their nose, the angle of their jawline, the position of their eyes. You can see all these things which will identify somebody as white. I mean, you can even look at the Egyptian gods when they have Osiris, and Osiris is green. But you can tell that by his proportions, by his bodily proportions, that he's white, because he has a long trunk and short legs, which compared to black people who have long legs and a short trunk. So you can see all these features which will tell you what the ethnic identity is of the statue or the representation that is there. You don't actually need to see the skin colour. So she says, was her skin really that white? With this new production, could I find the answers about Cleopatra's heritage and release her from the stranglehold that Hollywood had placed upon her image? Well, Hollywood actually did not put a stranglehold on the image. Hollywood were actually being quite accurate. And it's Hollywood and Netflix today that are messing around with the accurate view of history. Garavi said that she was born in Iran and is Persian, noting that Cleopatra's heritage has been attributed at one time or another to the Greeks, the Macedonians, and the Persians. And of course, she's probably going to say, well, I'm Persian, and the Macedonians were the same as the Persians because they interbred with the Persians. So that means that Cleopatra can't have been white, because Iranians are not white today. And of course, that's because Iran was invaded by Arabs, Mohammedans, and they interbred with the Persians and basically turned Iran into an Arabian country, whereas before that, it was of Persian ethnicity. And you can see what ethnicity the Persians were by going back. Look again, you can look at the Bible, you can look at the Medes, and I forget the name of the other group, but again, they were sons of Noah. They went back to Noah, so they were obviously white. If you're going to accept that Japhet was white, who the church tells us is where Europeans come from, then you have to accept that Ham was also white and Shem was also white, because they were all brothers. So therefore their sons, such as the Medes, who were the Persians, they were also white. The director laid out the facts about the heritage of the historical figure in detail, which she said helped her narrow the field for casting purposes. So she laid out the facts and she narrowed the field for casting and then came out with a black actress. The known facts are that her Macedonian Greek family, the Ptolemaic lineage, intermarried with West Asians' Seleucid dynasty and had been in Egypt for 300 years, she said. And again, the Seleucids were from a general in the Macedonian army. So they were Macedonian, so they were white. And yet she's portraying it here, it intermarried with the West Asian Seleucid dynasty. The Seleucid dynasty were not West Asian by ancestry. Their ancestry was Macedonian. So it was Macedonians intermarrying Macedonians. And just because they've been in Egypt for 300 years, it's not going to turn them into a different ethnicity. We know that, I mean, you could say, oh, well, they might have had a suntan, but that would have been it. It wouldn't have changed the way that their children were born or what their children looked like when they were born. It was just that if they spent a lot of time in the sun, they would get a suntan. She said Cleopatra was 8 generations away from these Ptolemaic ancestors, making the chance of her being white somewhat unlikely. Why would it be unlikely when we know that they had their family trees were so important to them? So important to them that they could show what their ancestry was, they wouldn't have interbreeded with the Egyptian people, because Alexander the Great was against that. He said that they should intermarry with the Persians, but not the Egyptians, which tells us that at that time the Persians were still white and the Egyptians were non-white. It was so important to them that they maintained their ancestral inheritance, that they maintained all their records, that they could show who their ancestors were. After 300 years, surely we can safely say Cleopatra was Egyptian. She was no more Greek or Macedonian than Rita Wilson or Jennifer Aniston. Both are one generation from Greece. And again, this is because she's getting confused between the country here, rather than the ancestry. But still at this time, it was important for people to know their inheritance. I mean, it was only because she was descended from these Ptolemies that she was the ruler. She wasn't the ruler because she was Egyptian. She was the ruler because she was descended from the Ptolemies. She was part of the Ptolemaic dynasty. Garavi said that she came to the conclusion that it would amount to a political act to see Cleopatra portrayed by a black actress. And yeah, I will agree with that. It is a political act. It's basically trying to bring Afrocentrism in. It's trying to distort history for political reasons, to pretend that history was full of black people when it wasn't full of black people. And this isn't something that's being carried out by black Africans, is it? It's being carried out by African Americans, and it's being carried out by white people, self-hating white people, maladaptive white people that think that it's a good idea to change our history around like this. The trailer for the series, due to launch May 10th, notes that Cleopatra belongs to the Ptolemaic dynasty, but then goes on to dispute her heritage. And that's the whole point, isn't it? We know she was from the Ptolemies, so she wasn't Egyptian, and she wouldn't have interbred with them because she was the aristocracy. She would have only married others in an aristocracy, maybe from somewhere else, like she did with the Roman aristocracy. Netflix had to turn comments off on the official trailer after it was met with controversy. And of course, that's what they do, isn't it? When people pipe up about these things and say, we don't like this, we don't like what's going on, they'll just remove the comments, just like they removed the possibility of putting the thumbs down on YouTube after so many people put the thumbs down on Joe Biden for his first speech that he gave. The four-part Cleopatra series will explore the legacy, intellect, and life of Cleopatra VII, the Greek Queen of Egypt, from 51 to 30. But it's not exploring it, is it? It's making up a false history and claiming that the legacy of this is that black people have had their history stolen from them because their rightful history is that they were once the rulers of Egypt as Cleopatra. Well, that's just not true. If they want to do that, they should talk about when the Nubians ruled Egypt, which was just for 100 years. And then you could say that it was black people that were ruling Egypt. But they don't. They want to take Cleopatra and pretend that she was black. It is possible she was an Egyptian, says one expert. While another adds, I remember my grandmother saying to me, I don't care what they tell you in school, Cleopatra was black. And that's their evidence for this, basically. It might have been possible that she was. Might have been tiny slim chance of that when we have all these representations of her that show that she was white. But if we have somebody's grandmother telling them that she was black, then it must be so. The official synopsis reads, from executive producer Jada Pinkett Smith comes a new documentary series exploring the lives of prominent and iconic African queens. This season will feature Cleopatra, the world's most famous, powerful, and misunderstood woman, a daring queen whose beauty and romances came to overshadow her real asset, her intellect. Cleopatra's heritage has been the subject of much academic debate. Well, I don't think so. I mean, we know what her heritage was, but they say here, has been the subject of much academic debate, which has often been ignored by Hollywood. Now our series reassesses this fascinating part of her story. Well, in actual fact, it was a rare instance of Hollywood actually portraying things accurately by giving it to a white actor. Now they're saying they're reassessing this, and it's the subject of much academic debate. It's the subject of all these crazy left-wing historians' ideas, where they're trying to put black people in where there never were any black people, just out of this desire to be inclusive, which seems to be overshadowing the requirement to be accurate. Cleopatra was the companion of Alexander the Great, renowned for her marriages and affairs with Mark Antony and Julius Caesar. Well, if she's the sort of people that she is having affairs with is Mark Antony and Julius Caesar, they're part of the Roman aristocracy, aren't they? There's no chance that she was going to be having an affair with the Egyptian, I don't know, horse trainer or the Egyptian bread baker. And she's going to be having affairs with people from the aristocracy from other white countries or other white nations. Her first language was Greek, although she was the only Ptolemaic ruler to use the Egyptian language. And I think that gives us an idea of what her character was like. And she must have been pretty good to insist on learning the language of the people that she was ruling over so that she could converse with them. I mean, that basically shows that she had a good character, I think, that she insisted on learning this other language as well. Well, just to finish up with, let's have a look at some of the other instances where black actors are put in place to replace white people from our history. Anne Boleyn, 2021, black English actress Jodie Turner Smith played the Queen of England in a British TV series. Anne Boleyn was white and the second wife of King Henry VIII. So literally replacing our royals with black women, and that's quite acceptable. Saint Joan, a black New Yorker, Condola Rashad, played the French heroine Joan of Arc in a stage production of the tale set in the 15th century. In the play, Rashad is a gender non-conforming Joan. And I think they did say at the time that this was a reimagining of it. They weren't trying to say that, in actual fact, Joan of Arc was a black lesbian. They were saying this is a reimagining of this. Troy, Fall of a City, 2018, in the TV drama Achilles, the Greek hero of the Trojan War, is played by black English actor David Gyarzy. And of course, this is giving people a false idea of history. The Hollow Crown, Sophie Okonedo, a Nigerian British actress, played Queen Margaret of Anjou in the Shakespearean TV adaptation. Margaret, of French descent, was Queen of England and married to King Henry VI from 1445 to 1461. I mean, they seem to have a real wish to replace our kings and queens with black actors and black actresses, don't they? I mean, perhaps this is the origin of this Kangs meme. We were Kangs. And the TV companies and Hollywood seem very keen to portray that idea, to encourage that idea amongst black people. Once Upon a Time, 2011 to 2018, the AB series about fairy tales featured a black actor, Cinca Walls, as Sir Lancelot. Lancelot is a British character who features as one of King Arthur's close companions and one of the greatest knights of the Round Table. Arthur was a legendary king of Britain and a central figure in the medieval literary tradition. Let's just replace him with a black man. Robin Hood, 2006 to 2009, the BBC series featured black English actor David Harrowood as Friar Tuck. Friar Tuck is one of the legendary Merry Men, the band of heroic outlaws in the folklore of Robin Hood, which was set in England's Sherwood Forest in the 15th century. So, and I'm sure that there's more than that, but if you just turn this around the other way, how would black people feel if we did a film about Nelson Mandela and it was played by somebody white? Or as if we were going to do a film about Martin Luther King and it was played by somebody white? I mean, there would be uproar, wouldn't there? And yet it seems to be acceptable that we can just replace white people in history with black people and nobody complains at all. Well, nobody complains at all until they start doing the same to Egyptian history. That is, so good on Egypt for complaining about this, and we'll have to see where this storyline goes. Well, thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.